This time I'd like to bring our guest speaker up. He is a pastor for the past 17 years, a chaplain for the Patriot Guard, and a state captain for the Patriot Guard for 4 years. He is a Ogallala County resident, grew up here, and a major supporter of community services and veterans activities throughout the county. This time I'd like to present Mr. Sam Cowell.
First, I'd like to ask, do we have any Gold Star families with us here today, someone who's lost a member of their family in the war? If you would you please raise your hand? We have one here. Behind you. Okay, Mike. Anyone else? Well, that's what Memorial Day is all about. It's a sacrifice that these have paid. So to each of our commanders, to our honored guests here today from all the generations of our fighting men and women, and to those of you who are Gold Star families, I say God bless you. They asked me if I would speak and told me that the thought process is what Memorial Day means to me. I'm going to tell my story inside out, but it was a cold night in our van on the way to Arlington National Cemetery. Very quiet on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and crazy motorcycle went flying by about 100 miles an hour. We got up to the next gas stop there in the middle of the Turnpike, and sure enough, there sits the bike and one of the other veterans that was with us. He said, I wonder who would be riding a bike at this crazy speed in the middle of the night when it's trying to snow. And I said, well, it's got to be a Marine. And when we get inside, he's going to say, that's what I was training for, to be wild and crazy. Sure enough, we get inside, he's a Marine, and he said, that's what I was trained for. We were on our way to Arlington National Cemetery to help a friend of ours bury the commingled remains of his son, Specialist Byron Fouty, and his sergeant, Staff Sergeant Alex Jimenez. And that morning at Arlington, the air was crisp with honor. If you've never been there, please go. The troops were excellent. They were accurate. They were honorable. As we made our way back through the rows and rows of headstones, it seemed that honor would just sparkle in the air as we made our way to that place where his son would be interred, that final resting place. The chaplain's words were most definitely honorable, but it seemed so far away when you stood there in the immensity of Arlington and saw each of those headstones and Byron's father, Gordy, stood there and he showed his last respects, and then we went forward and paid our respects and had a moment of silence. And left and came back to our lives. The folks' Memorial Day is about those who go back to their lives, and their lives are never the same. Over 230 of our young men and women in Michigan have given their lives in these last two wars, and they deserve our respect. It was about a year later, maybe over a year, I was on my way north to Marquette, and I picked up a young Iraqi Freedom vet and said, hey, man, come ride with me. He was just back, and he wasn't back on a job yet. And I said, let's go talk about your service, and we'll go honor a Vietnam vet in Marquette. And we did, and as the Patriot Guard does, we stand with our flags, and we brought honor to the man who served, and the family thanked us. And we're on our way home through northern Michigan, and my phone rang. And it's Byron's father, Gordy Deibler, who, by the way, I'm recording on my earpiece today so he can hear this. And he said, Sammy, I'll never guess what just happened. I said, well, with you, sir, I don't know. Please tell me. He said, I'm standing at Byron's headstone here in Arlington. I said, sir, I'm sorry for your loss. He said, Admiral Mike Mullins just walked away, and before he left, he shook his coin in my hands. I said, wow, that's amazing. What an honor. He said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm on my way back from Marquette. We just honored a Vietnam veteran. I got a friend of mine here from Iraq with me. He served in Iraq. He said, oh, yeah, what about him? I said, well, he served with the 3rd ID. He said, put him on the phone. Jim told him where he served. Jim said, I served in Jerfasucker, Iraq. And Gordy said, well, that's where they found my son. And Jim said, is your son named Byron? He said, yes, sir. He said, I was the scout on duty that provided the protection for you that for your son that day, for them to find him. And once again, folks, the air fills with honor. And that mysterious fact that God has his hands in the affairs of all of us. They shared their time back and forth on the phone. Jim is now helping with Gordy as we create a memorial in honor of his son by Kalkaska, called By Burden's Rest. And I thought then, I grew up on Morrison Road in West Branch, Michigan, in a cedar swamp, surrounded by dairy farms. How am I here? But Memorial Day to me is the parade that we have here, very solemn, not a day that's in celebration. I remember as a small child, my parents, Bob and Ruth Cottle, would bring us in, never failed. Every Memorial Day. And they would tell us, when we get back, we'll plant the garden, which we never wanted to do. We wanted to stay in town. But I remember as a child, there was always a vet. He was marking time. Left, 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 right, left. You heard him today. I remember my mom would say, stand straight. The flag's coming by. Clap. These are the men and women who have provided our freedoms. My mom and dad would speed the car up going down the expressway so we could pass the National Guard on their way to the weekend or their 2 weeks in the summer so we could see those amazing pieces of military equipment and we could wave and salute the men that were there, probably some of you who are sitting here today. And they taught me respect. And they taught me honor. They taught me when the flag is flown and when the pledge is made, you stand at attention and you cross your heart, or those of you veterans, you salute. Because there's been a great price that's been paid for our freedom. The time came and time went, and I remember Desert Storm. I didn't serve, but the only thing I did for service is a couple of friends made sure the local mechanic's dog, Duffy, was signed up for the Marine Corps because they played a joke on the recruiter. And Desert Storm came, and I was still young enough, and I thought then, is this my time to serve? And, of course, that was such a swift victory that it wasn't necessary. 9/11 happened. I remember the day. Like all of you. And we knew then that there would be men and women who would go and they would pay the supreme price, that last full measure of devotion. And I remember saying to heaven, what is my duty, Lord? Because I must serve as long as those men are serving. And the door came and it swung open for us to stand with the Patriot Guard and to silently show that respect for those who have served and given their life. To stand alongside of each of these veterans, any veteran who passes, the Patriot Guard will be there. And we stood there and we honored them. And we built memorials and we drove miles and we went and did the things that are proper for each citizen to do. That's what Memorial Day means to me. I have a dog tag here of Byron I wear many days to tell that story. I stood one day on New Year's Day, very cold, in Vassar, Michigan, for Staff Sergeant Christopher Smith, who was killed in action on Christmas Day, 2007. The sergeant that was escorting him for Iraq said to me, "Sir, what can you wear on your vest or your hat?" I said, "I can wear anything." He pulled his patch off and said, "Would you please wear this in honor of Christopher's service?" I said, "Every day, every hat, it'll never leave me." My mom taught me it's not proper to wear a hat while I speak, so I don't have it with me today, but I will never forget the price that these have paid. What's Memorial Day mean to me? Memorial Day means we honor those who have served and those who have given their life and have gone on and have laid this groundwork for such great freedoms as they defended our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and those most amazing documents that were ever written on a piece of paper. That's what Memorial Day means to me. Memorial Day means to me that every day, every veteran I find, I'll shake your hand and say thank you for your service. Memorial Day means we fly our flag every day of every year with dignity and respect, and we never bow our head to someone who says we should be ashamed of our patriotism in this great nation ever. And you can clap if you would like to. Memorial Day means we do our best to find these families of the fallen and care for them. From this day forward, they pay a price for freedom that none of us who haven't lost a loved one will ever have to pay. It means we find a veteran that's dealing with PTSD and we find a way to be their friend and help them and teach them you're not weird. You've been to battle. You defended our freedoms, and today it is our duty to take care of you. That's what Memorial Day means, folks. It means we never forget that there's been a price paid. It means you find that memorial. You come here, this beautiful place, and you spend a moment, and you find that time to be silent yourself and say, thank you that so many have served and have given their life so that I can be free on this day. And as my mother did, and as we'll do today, we'll go plant corn at the farm. Because that's what we always do. Because thank God the sun's shining. Anybody agree with that? Memorial Day is the day we honor those who have given their life. And as long as you and I are here in West Branch, Michigan, and carry that honor within us, Memorial Day will always be alive and well, and you and I will carry that torch. God bless each of you. God bless America, and may God bless our Gold Star families who are here today.
Driving in a vehicle down there, an individual carrying all the snow from the spot between the parking lot and the city sidewalk. There's a lot of snow on the ground. I got kind of curious. Kind of amazing. I found these two fine gentlemen here performing a community service for their own initiative. I'd like to reward that by acknowledging it. I have prepared a Patriotic Beacon Award to Samuel Cotto and Joshua Cotto in recognition of your dedicated volunteer service to the memory of U.S. veterans, two patriotic citizens gave of their time and physical exertion in the removal of snow. In so doing, they maintained the accessibility and appearance of the Ogama County Veterans Memorial during the cold months of winter. Such beacons of citizenship should be recognized, to which we thank and salute you.
second. Samuel, thank you very much for your service. We appreciate it. I got another certificate. I mean, with your father right now, but when you move on, I have a certificate for you too. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hold on.
This time we're going to go ahead and lay our wreath. Again, a deed of honoring the veterans who have passed on. If I could have Sam and Joshua come from.
When he hands it to us, let's just. Now we got to march forward.
Veterans!
I could get out of the audience to please stand. Those that can. Thank you. The veterans salute.
Okay.
The civilians will put their hand over their heart.
Off to the day, take charge of the party, party.
Veterans, treat them.